I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. More than 6.8 million Americans seek medical care for shoulder pain or injury annually. One of the most common shoulder injuries is rotator cuff injury. To talk about diagnosing and treating rotator cuff injuries is Dr. Shane Wolfe. He's an associate professor and chief of sports medicine in the Department of Orthopedics at MUSC. Dr. Wolfe, what typically causes rotator cuff injuries?
So rotator cuff injuries can happen across all age spectrums, but generally in younger patients, they're traumatic injuries. So a motor vehicle accident or a fall from height will cause a traumatic tear of the tendon. In some athletes, such as pitchers at high levels, typically overuse injuries will cause attritional wear of the tendons, and that can cause tendonitis or even tears. And as we get older, we are all at risk for developing rotator cuff disorders, which is a degenerative process that occurs in over 50% of people over the age of 60.
And when someone has a rotator cuff injury, is the pain so specific that you pretty much know this is what they have?
The common refrain that we hear in the clinical setting is patients who come in with pain that's there most of the day, but particularly bad at nighttime when they try to sleep, and they'll point to the lateral side or the outside edge of their shoulder as the location of pain, which is typically a referral pattern for rotator cuff-related disorders.
And what's the treatment typically for these various rotator cuff injuries?
The goal of treatment is to reduce pain, improve motion and strength, and improve function. So the treatment will be aimed at accomplishing those goals and can span a spectrum from non-operative measures, including non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, activity modification, physiotherapy focusing on addressing the intact elements of the shoulder, the rotator cuff tendons that aren't torn, addressing the shoulder blade muscles, which are also very important for shoulder motion. Sometimes a corticosteroid injection can be beneficial, but there are some drawbacks to taking injections, so it's not usually something we jump to right away. And then some cases, when the injury is significant enough or if it's failed to improve with non-surgical treatment, we would potentially offer a patient a surgical solution.
And how can you reduce the risk of having these rotator cuff injuries, or if you already have this type of injury, having it get worse over time?
Well, there's no way really to prevent a tear from progressing. And depending on the size of the tear, about 1 in 3 tears can progress over the years, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they're creating symptoms or limitations. And so a lot of tears can exist and remain asymptomatic. The goal really is to maintain range of motion and maintain strength and balance of all the muscles around the shoulder joint, because remarkably, the shoulder can compensate for a tear to the point where even severe tears can lead to a situation where a patient could still use their arm and have minimal pain. And so it's always surprising when you see an MRI that looks terrible and the patient has really good function. So the goal of our treatment, whether it's non-operative or surgical, is to get them to that state where they're able to function with minimal or no pain.
What happens if you have a rotator cuff tear that is so severe that it can't be fixed?
Sometimes that does happen, or a repaired tendon fails to heal properly. And in those instances, we really have to look at the age of the patient, their activity level, and the other methods that have been used. So there are situations where we can do tendon transfers or sometimes a type of shoulder replacement that can reduce pain and improve function, typically for older patients.
Dr. Wolfe, thanks for providing this information about rotator cuff injuries.
It's my pleasure, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.